The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 13, 1973, at Cheviot Hills Park, Los Angeles.
Life is not from matter. Matter is from life. So he is going to write this is a
Vedanta Sutra.
Yeah. This is the fact. The so-called scientists, they are going on a wrong thing. Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. I am the origin of everything. So Krishna is life. Krishna is not dead stone.
What?
Krishna says, I am the source of everything. He is life.
Yes.
He is not a dead stone. Then how matter can be cause of life?
Matter is caused by life.
Yes, matter grows upon life. Let's say this body has grown upon me and the spirit soul. And this is Maya. This is an explaining how I am putting on this overcoat. The overcoat is made according to the size of my body. But I am thinking I am overcoat. This is foolishness. That's why I got my hand. Therefore, this overcoat is made of warm cloth. It has got a hand also. Because originally I got a hand, therefore the overcoat has got a hand. Similarly, originally I am spirit soul. I have got my spiritual body and the material body has grown, cut according to the body.
Sri Prabhupada, what about in mineralogy? Scientists have proven that, for example, mountains are growing by sedimentary activity?
Yeah, that is also growing on spirit soul, super soul.
In the mountain?
Yes, everything. Mountains have been described in the Bhagavad as the bones of God. These grasses are described as hairs on the body of God. These holes, there are holes in this hole.
Yes.
They have been described as oceans. So in this way, this Virat, the biggest body, the smallest body is producing chemical. Similarly, the biggest body also is producing chemical. A small tree, lemon tree, how many pounds of citric acid it is producing?
I do not know.
Producing, you know.
Yes.
So, if the tree can produce so much chemical, how much the body of God can produce chemical? We can imagine it. They are giving the theory that from this chemical, life begins or evolution begins. But where from that chemical developed, that they do not. That explanation is here, Krishna. I am the source.
Shri Prabhupada, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, or the Krishna book, you state that that even clouds have souls.
Huh?
That clouds?
Huh?
But then again, they dissipate in their, in the rain, they dissolve. Does that mean they die?
No, they say your body dissolves, that doesn't mean you die.
So that means the lifespan of a cloud is very minute or very short. Is that so?
Yes, there are many living entities.
Yeah.
But my understanding of the evolution and the transmigration is that evolution is unidirectional, only in one direction.
Yes.
What is a transmigration? Can be both, in both directions. It can go up or can go down.
No, both ways. When you say trans, trans does not mean stereotype. For lower animals, that is one side. And for human being, both sides. Because after all, the body is made according to your desire. The lower animals, they have got one kind of desire. But the human being, he has got thousands and millions of desires.
So the platform of transmigration, from the human platform, so it works. Either it can go down or it can go up.
No, transmigration going on. They are coming automatically, animals, to the upper level of human form. But when you come to human form, if you don't cultivate Krishna consciousness, you remain as cats and dog, then you become again cat and dog.
But evolution stops when the spiritual reaches the eternal abode in the spiritual.
Yes, when he is no more entangled. By material body.
The scientists have no information that there is evolution after human platform.
That is their rascal. Therefore, I say they are rascals. They have no knowledge still, they proclaim. They are scientists.
They think that evolution is continuing.
Huh?
They think that the human species will
evolve. Evolution. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jayanti devabhrata devan pithrin jayanti pithribhrata. Progress is going on. The progress, the ultimate progress is jadgatyana nivartanti tadhyamam paramam mamam. Yet, where you go, you do not return. And that is the supreme progress. Samsiddhim paramangataha, that is the highest progress. You read Bhagavad Gita, everything is there. Mamupita kontiya punajjanma nabhidhati dukkhalayam asasatam napnivanti mahatmana samsiddhim paramangataha. They have no idea what is the highest perfection of human life.
So they are saying that the material bodies started from elements, the chemical elements.
That we admit also. That we also admit, but on what basis?
And when the spiritual, when the living entity reaches the human platform, then again goes back.
So do the rascals believe in the living entity?
No, they don't say living entity bodies.
It's something akin to Buddhism.
Huh?
The Buddhists also say that the body is like a house. You put the house together. You put the body together, chemicals.
Yeah.
And when the bodies die, it's just like you take the house apart, all the wood, and then there's no more house, no more soul, no more life.
That is called nirvana. And with the chemicals, you can build another house.
Yeah.
Buddhists, they do not give any information of the soul. That is Buddhism. Wet?
No, it's dry.
There's another very interesting factor that scientists, they state that matter is, or that there's, they defute the fact that there's one soul within the body. There's a special kind of worm, there's an earthworm, that if you cut it in half, there's a special kind of worm within the ground that if you cut it in half, both parts will live.
Yes.
So they wonder, how is it possible that if there is soul, that there could be two souls within one body?
Yes, why not? Soul takes the opportunity.
Oh, it takes the opportunity of the new, of the other body.
Yes.
The fertile.
Yes.
Spiritual must necessarily have a body, either spiritual or material.
He has got already spiritual body. Material body is his covering. It is unnatural. Real body is spiritual. Just like your coat, this is unnatural. But your real body is natural. Otherwise, how transmigration is possible? I am accepting different unnatural bodies. Unnatural means to my constitution. My real constitutional body is servant of Krishna. So long I do not come to that position, I remain servant of nature and I get so many bodies. According to the nature's direction, I am getting body, I am giving it up. Again, I am desiring something, I am getting another body. This is going on. Pratitakramanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Ahankar vimuratma. He is a rascal, he is thinking I am this body. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddhesha arjuna tishthati. Brahman sarvabhutani jantra rurani maya. This is a jantra, machine. And we are traveling. Many species of life on riding on this car, given by nature. Jantra rurani maya. Maya has given this vehicle. Anywhere wandering, up and down, sometimes demigod, sometimes dog. This is going on. And in this wandering process, if he gets in touch with the devotee, then it real spiritual life begins. Otherwise he has to go on, rotate. Eiripe brahmanda bhavite kono bhagavan ji Guru Krishna Kripaya Pai Bhakti Lata Bij.
Guru Krishna Mahaprabhu?
Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When mercy of spiritual master, mercy of Krishna, he gets the seed of devotion and service and he cultivates, then his life becomes successful. Otherwise he has to rotate. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Sometimes this grass, or sometimes lion.
But ultimately, if we come to Krishna, there's no return. But,
no.
but nevertheless, Jagai and the two gatekeepers, they return?
There is return. That is voluntary. Return there is.
If we want.
Yes.
So we can come to the spiritual world and return.
Yes.
Fall down.
Yes. As soon as we try, this material world is very nice. Yes, Krishna says, yes, go. Just like nobody is interested in Krishna consciousness. Do you think everyone is interested? So, they want to enjoy this material world. Otherwise, what is the meaning of free will? Every living entity has got a little free will. And Krishna is so kind, he gives him opportunity. All right, yes, enjoy like this. Just like some of our students, Krishna consciousness, and just go out. Again come. It is free will, not stereotype. Just like one goes to the prison house. Then not that government welcomes. Come on, we have got prison house. Come here. He goes out of his free. Again comes out. Again goes. Like that. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhagavan ichha kare vasate maya tare japotiya dhare. The police is there, just like the police car was there. We have nothing to do with it. But if you do anything criminal, immediately you are arrested under police custody. The maya may be there, but maya captures him who is not a devotee of Krishna. That's it. Therefore, māmeva jam prabodhante māyame tāṁ tarantata. Now, anyone who surrenders unto me, māyā does not interest me anymore.
So our desire to enjoy, we achieve this bodies, and our desire to achieve Krishna brings us to our natural position.
Yes.
But then again, there's this constant struggle with our lower nature. We're constantly fighting our desires, even though we want to serve Krishna. This continues.
What is that, Raja Bhakta?
Well, like many devotees, they experience the difficulty that although they sincerely want to love God and serve Him, yet their body is almost like another dictator within them.
Yeah. That means he's strongly under the grip of Maya.
Even though the desire exists.
Yeah. Just like a thief, he knows that if I steal, I'll be arrested, I'll be put into jail. And he has seen that one thief who has stolen is arrested. Still he commits theft. He knows everything. Why does he commit theft?
Why?
Yes.
Ignorance?
Yes.
Gives the jumble of the elephant.
Huh?
So the Prabhupada gives the jumble of the elephant.
Yeah.
Like shower again and...
Yeah. What's this now? Therefore, knowledge giving, that is the beginning of spiritual life. Krishna gives Arjuna knowledge giving. That you are not this body. This is the beginning of knowledge. What is that knowledge all over the world? What is that university? This preliminary knowledge which Krishna begins Bhagavad Gita. Where is that university? Saridhamadhar? Where is that chemical laboratory or university?
You.
There's none.
Huh? You.
There's none in the universities.
Yes. This is the position of your education. There is no knowledge, and you are simply advertising advancement of knowledge, university, PhDs, Nobel Prize holder, but they are all rascals. Fool's paradise, it is called fool's paradise.
If the scientists know that there is, we are not this body, then definitely the whole outlook will be changed.
Yes, that we want to do.
They don't want to admit their failure.
That is another foolishness. If you are a fool and if you want to pose yourself as intelligent, that is another foolishness. You cannot make progress. Stubborn dogs. If you are after seeking after knowledge, you must take the right knowledge. That is intelligence. And if you want to remain in ignorance and advertise yourself that I am a man of knowledge, how much cheater you are. You are cheating yourself and cheating others. That is going on. We want to stop this.
Just like many of the devotees we experience when we try to preach to our parents, because they're much older, to admit that Krishna consciousness is the right path of life means to also admit that they've wasted their entire life. Which is
well, knowledge is to be given to the younger section, older section, it is not possible. They have to forget, first of all, what they have learned. So that they cannot. Therefore, it is impossible. Therefore, knowledge begins from the school children, not from the man who is going to die. That is not me. They are impractical. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Kaumaro acharit pragya dharman bhagavatani. Krishna consciousness should be taught from the very childhood. Not that at the time of death. That is not possible. Therefore, our students, they are all young generation. They capture. These rascals, they cannot. Old fools. They cannot. There is a practical examination. One father and one daughter both appeared for B.A. examination in India. The daughter passed and the father failed. It was in the newspaper. In old days they cannot take any lessons, they forget.
Because of sense gratification or mind?
Anyway, this, yes. The bodily functions, intelligence.
Blunt.
Yes,
become blunt.
Blunt. When the knife is sharp, you can cut. But if it has become blunt, then you cannot cut.
Or worn by age.
Yes. Their real knowledge is taken away by Maya. Therefore, we don't give any credit to all these rascals. Although we are very small, but we don't give any credit. We frankly say these are rascals, fools.
After the 20th, during the industrial revolution in the Western world.
Many in that sense, evolution means evolution of the Shudras. That is industrial evolution. Increasing the number of Shudras. The scientists, they are also Shudras. Because they have no real knowledge. Brahmana means one who has got real knowledge. Brahmajana iti Brahmana. And this industrial development means technologies. They're Shudras.
But they've taken the position of Brahmins
in society? No, no.
They're acting.
They are never, they're always working. How they can take the position of the Brahmana? Brahman's position is to teach Brahma knowledge, Brahma gyan. That is Brahman.
Prior to the growth of technology.
Yeah, no, there was technology, but not in such large scale. Village technology. There is a blacksmith. You want a knife, you take one piece of steel. And you will do it, put in the fire, and everything. And now you are manufacturing these cutleries. Cutleries?
Yes.
A large scale. So they are Shudras. So in any factory, it is a combination of Shudras. Kalau Shudra Samala. In this age, all are Shudras. Only we are trying to become Brahmas. Otherwise, all Shudras. So therefore, there is no adjustment. Just like, if you have got only legs, no arm, no mouth, then what is this body?
Corpse.
Corpse, yes. You require everything, full body. You require head, you require arms, you require belly, you require legs. But if you have simply belly and legs, then it is a dead body. You cannot walk properly. The brain is lost. Therefore they are mad. After so much advancement of civilization, they are exactly like cats and dogs. As soon as you enter some country, dog, what's that? How? Why you have come? Where are you going to be? This is dog's business. This is dog's business. And they have set up immigration. But it is a dog's business. What's dog? I say it is what's dog's business. A first class gentleman is being searched out pocket. Whether you have got revolver. Cannot be trusted. All these educated rogues and thieves. So where is this advancement? It is civilization. No sober man, no intelligent man, or cats and dogs, thieves, rogues. Is this civilization? It is not civilization.
The question I have, Prabhupada, is that before scientific advancement, many people would listen to, like, scriptural knowledge.
Yeah. That means Shudra, that I already said.
But now they listen more to scientists.
That means Shudra. Shudras are interested to hear from Shudra.
For example, in the Bible, they quote that the world is flat. So therefore, when they found out the world was round, they say, oh, scripture is false.
Yes.
Scientists, they've proven the truth that the world is round, therefore scientists are
That must be. Therefore, the scripture must be transcendental. Nonsense teach scripture, and people become nonsense. So except Vedic literature, all nonsense scripture, they are not scripture. Manufactured. This Bible was manufactured by the saint. This sent that according to any imagination. It was not spoken by Lord Jesus Christ. What was spoken by Jesus Christ that they ignore, thou shalt not kill, they kill.
So
nobody is following Christian principle, neither Bible is perfect. That if you say, it will be short.
That's what they do now in Vietnam.
Yeah.
For God they are killing.
Huh?
One of the reasons that the Vietnamese war was beginning was because communists being atheists, there was a fight between the theists and the atheists. This was an excuse given.
Yes. Well, that is quite all right. We also prepared to kill atheists.
But preach first.
Yeah.
They don't preach.
That is killing, is also preaching. If I kill your ignorance, that is also killing. Yeah. That is also killing. Not killing does not mean that everyone has to take the sword.
The new method of warfare.
Yeah, it is always there. By argument, by knowledge, like what?
Dear Papa, when you're not present with us, how is it possible to receive instructions? For example, in questions that may arise?
Well, the questions and answers are there in my books.
Other than that, for example, that we would ask you in.
Yeah.
Do you direct us also through the heart, besides the Paramatma?
If your heart is pure. Everything depends on purity. What is this? Sacrifice and arena?
The children, I think.
How people are kept into ignorance. Life is so valuable, and they are wasting time in that way. Life is valuable. How life should be utilized? What is the object of life? They do not know anything.
Without knowing that our soul is eternal, without knowing that the soul is eternal, everybody will be acting like this.
Yes. That is, bodily concept of life means animal life. The animal does not know. Saiva gokhara. Gokhara. Go means cow, sankhara means ass. One who is in this, under bodily concept of life, he is no better than animals. So when the animal talks of knowledge, the intelligent man laughs. That is our food. The animals, they are talking of knowledge.
But at least the animals live by certain codes. At least the animals live by certain codes. They do not kill unless necessary. They only eat when necessary.
Yes.
Whereas man, he kills unnecessarily, eats unnecessarily. So, forgetting God, we're even lower than animals.
Yes. Therefore, we suffer also more than the animals.